AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from on location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. One of the more visible of the new generation of builder assist programs, Glass Air Aviation's 2 weeks to taxi program, has been continually updated since its inception in 2006. Company President Michael Vaya spoke with Mark Cook of Kitplanes Magazine, reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2008.
Here with Michael Vaya, President and CEO and master of all things he surveys at Glass Air Aviation. He doesn't like titles, so we give him a little bit of a hard time about that. Going to update us on some news for Glass Air Aviation introduced or talked about here at the show. Michael, what you got going?
Thanks, Mark. Well, the 2 weeks to taxi program, as you're probably aware of, is being that you were our founder of the program, helped us beta test it. That's correct. That program is in full swing and going gangbusters. In fact, this year we've doubled our production rate. And in fact, I don't know where exactly it is, but the 100th airplane to go through the Customer Assembly Center 2 weeks to taxi program is being put through the program here any day. So that'll be a milestone for us. We'll have a press release when that comes out. Other than that, we continue to make refinements in the product. As you know, as you went through, every time you do something, you figure out a better way to do it. And input from guys like you in the field who are telling us, hey, I did my annual inspection, and here's some areas where I've seen some wear or things like that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to incorporate that into the program. So the program continues to get more complete. It continues to get more sophisticated. We continue to add more educational steps into the program. As you and I talked from the beginning, that was our goal. And with the more feedback we get from customers, the more we add in more and more information. And we tend to try and target information that is going to be used and reused by the builder. And we want the builder to be able to leave the program knowing the things that they need to know to do the maintenance on the aircraft, to do the kinds of repairs you're expecting to see in the field. And even if they haven't learned it all, they have seen it, we've given them the resource materials, and so they have much better information than the guy at home in his hangar trying to figure out on his own. And he may talk to his friend a few hangars over who may have his way of doing it, but it may not be the FAA's way of doing it. That's why we incorporate the FAA 43, AC 4313.
So the 2 weeks of taxi program has obviously continued to mature. Has the makeup of the customers changed, and where are they coming from? What's the typical builder you're getting through there, if there is such a thing as a typical builder through this program?
I would say that there are typical builder categories. I can't shoehorn it into one particular type of individual. We have people who started projects and they spent several years building the project, and they've given up the project, and they just felt uncomfortable doing it on their own. We have that type of customer. I would say that we have a large number of customers who have an older 172 or have a older Bonanza or things of that nature, and they're looking at a substantial investment into that aircraft. And then they weigh the pros and cons of making that investment of that aircraft versus what its value will be after the investment versus getting a brand new airplane that they can do their annuals on, that they really understand the systems in the aircraft, plus it has all brand new, state-of-the-art, modern avionics. When they weigh that, they're choosing the Sportsman. So I'd say that's a big category of customers for us. There are people who are first-time builders that are coming through the program as well. So I'd say it's those three categories.
Now, since I was working with you guys and building my Sportsman there, you've obviously changed facilities and changed the arrangements. Give me just an overview of kind of what the shop looks like and how the shop and the organization is structured for the builder.
It's very similar to what it was when you were there. We're at a different facility now that's actually on the airport. You were actually, when you came through, you were in our R&D facility where we were doing our development of the Sportsman. Mm-hmm. And that's where we wanted to prototype that program. We've now moved the program right next door to our offices at the Arlington Airport. I would say we've improved various things. We now have our tools are now all in shadow boxes. Mm-hmm. And the way the program works, and as you know, but the listener may not know, and it's been refined since you've been there, is when the customer comes in, the first thing they get is a series of booklets that the customer takes home with them the night before. They've received the actual full manual months in advance to skim over and look through it. But as you experienced when you went through the program and actually gave us very good feedback, the steps that we take at the customer assembly program are in a different order. So we have reordered everything so that the customer actually gets the books the night before that we're going to use the next day, reads through those booklets for each particular task that's going to be undertaken. And when they arrive the next morning, all of the tools they need, all of the parts they need, all of the fixtures they need are all laid out on the table for them at the various workstations. It's essentially the same as it was when you were there, except for, number one, we moved the facility on-site next to our offices at Arlington, Washington, KAWO Airport. And the facility is a little bit larger. It's a little bit better well lit, although we had, I think, good lighting when you were there. Mm-hmm. We tried to make all the improvements with the feedback we've received from the various customers that have gone through. One of the big improvements I would say that we've made is we now have the tools broken out into shadow boxes, and there are particular toolboxes at each workstation. And so when the customer arrives each day, the various workstations are laid out with the parts they're going to need, the tools they're going to need, the workbook. And so the customer goes from each station, and all of the setup and the cleanup is done for them, and there is also an instructor there with them in case they have any questions. We can answer the question. And then at various times during the day, as you recall, probably an average of four times a day, there's actually a breakout educational session where we go through the documentation and the handbooks that we have to educate you how to best maintain your aircraft.
We'll get back to the Glass Air booth at Sun and Fun 2008 in just a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Mark Cook of Kitt Planes Magazine, who is reporting for AFWeb from the Glass Air booth at Sun and Fun 2008.
One of the criticisms of this program, mostly from people who have not seen it at close range, is that, you know, you're working 14 days or 13 days or whatever the total amount of days are, and they add up the number of hours in a day and say, well, you know, this is nominally a 2,000-hour project or a 1,500-hour project. How in the world can you complete an airplane in that time frame and still be considered the builder? What's your response to that?
Well, when we introduced the program, we tried to explain that, and I don't think a lot of people have really monitored the 2,000-hour estimate that you often hear bandied around about how many hours it took one to build the airplane. In those hours, people are including the hours that they spend in the shop. They are finding the manuals, they are finding the parts, they're getting the workspace laid out, they're trying to figure out how to fixture, you know, to hold that aileron the way it says to hold it, to make sure it's level, to make sure it's flat. They're doing all of these various steps that don't have anything to do with the actual building of the aircraft or the components of the aircraft. And it's all of that time that we make go away. We have taken the time to organize the shop. We clean up the shop for you. We get the tools laid out. We get the parts laid out. If there is a requirement for the particular component to be level or to be situated in some particular way, we've created a fixture for you for that. Now, you have to create various fixtures yourself during the project, as you recall, but those are fixtures that you actually can take home with you and have later use of. But I think the vast majority of people who say it can't be done in that period of time, they need to do a time study like we did and see how much of the time that people are counting towards building their aircraft has literally nothing to do with the actual fabrication or assembly of the product.
Now, one of the other criticisms, if you will, is they say, well, in order to make this, and again, this is people who have not seen this efficiency at work, say, well, you must just be standing around having people build you an airplane and drinking coffee and writing checks. I understand how it works, but for our listeners, explain the builder's participation and how that's structured within this program.
Yeah, I almost want to hand you the microphone and let you answer that, because you know firsthand that anyone who would believe that the builder stands around and watches his aircraft be assembled has not seen our program, has not contacted any of our customers such as yourself that have been through the program. It is an intense work environment. We tell everyone up front, if you can't work on your feet 10 hours a day for this period of time, it's probably not the process for you. We're up front and tell people that because it is very intense. And the way it works, the way I like to describe it, it's similar to going to the dentist's office. You go to the dentist's office, you wait in the lobby, and the dentist usually has several assistants, and those assistants are taking the patients into the room, getting them set up, getting all of the tools set up, getting the patient prepped for the dentist. And the dentist comes in and does the work on your teeth. Well, in this case, we are the dental assistants and you are the dentist. And it's very similar to that. There are multiple workstations, meaning the small offices in the dentist's office. And we continue to prepare that workstation, get the parts organized, get everything done, and you come up and you do the work. Do we assist you? Yes, we assist you. Do we assist you in areas? Are there some components or things that we work on that you don't? Yes. The truth is yes, but we have specifically gone through the form that the FAA uses to determine 51% rule compliance, and we have looked at what areas we can work on, what areas we can't work on, and we have parceled out only some of the areas that we can work on, and we make sure that if it will speed the process to allow us to get to the next phase, we will do that. Most of those types of things, as you know, Mark, are usually repetitive items. It's an item that you've already had exposure to. You've done 50 of them or 100 of them, and maybe we're going to do 20 of them or something like that. But anyhow, the vast, vast majority of the work is all done by the customer with us either setting up or preparing or cleaning up or assisting you. As you recall, grabbing your wings and putting your wings on your airplane. I think your wings were on your airplane initially for setting the dihedral on day one by like 10, 11 o'clock on day one. How long does it take the customer at home to do that? We have the fixtures, we have the tools, and you have the extra manpower there to help you take that wing and slide it in there and get that done. Is there any cheating on that? You did all of the work on doing that. The only thing we did was help you get the wing up into position, and you went up, set the dihedral, drilled your holes, put in your bolts. So it's hard to explain it to someone unless either the A, they've done a time study, or B, they've come and observed the program, or possibly C, they've talked to an existing customer.
Well, that should answer that question. Give us a brief wrap-up, kind of where the airplane is in terms of equipment and things. I know that Advanced Flight is the exclusive provider of EFIS currently, probably for a while, because Rob is certainly working hard on developing his product line. But give us just a real thumbnail sketch of kind of the models that are available and how you're working the options and things like that for the current program.
Well, we've actually tried to simplify it because, again, if we're going to develop all the fixtures, tools, and processes, it's not a smorgasbord. It's kind of like going to the restaurants at the airports. It's a much smaller menu to choose from. And so we start with the entry-level airplane is a fixed-pitch propeller carbureted basic VFR aircraft. That's where we start. And even that aircraft has one of the Advanced Flight Systems EFISs in it. So you have electronic engine monitoring and basic EFIS information, basic flight information. In addition to that, you start stepping up. You can go to a deluxe VFR, you can go to a standard IFR, and then you can go to a deluxe IFR. All of our aircraft that come out of the 2 weeks to taxi program all have the same equivalent level of the interior, and it's a very deluxe interior. Anyone who has seen the interiors of our aircraft are surprised to say that that interior is what comes with the airplane. So it's a step up. So the refinements we make are small refinements. We've improved the door latch mechanisms. We've improved the ergonomics of the instrument panel. The seats have been improved. Various small things that we continue to refine to make the aircraft as modern and as comfortable as we can.
That's great. Well, thanks, Michael. We appreciate your time here at Sun and Fun.
Thank you, Mark.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.